Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always online, don't you know, at npr.org. And we here at the Bryant Park Project, we're a full-service kind of experience. We got your gas fills. We got your oil changes. We're also, you know, you can stop in and get some M&Ms. And that's a little bit of the news we call the ramble.
Who's got M&Ms?
M&Ms. I got some in my desk. You can have them.
I'll be swinging by later. A dream come true for bad students, a nightmare for good ones. Ugh, a computer malfunction wiped out a month's worth of grades at three high schools and one middle school in Indiana. It happened during spring break. Some teachers, they printed out their grades before going on breaks, but most didn't. There is some kid out there going, yes! The report cards will not be delivered as planned. The end of the grading period would have been April 10th. Instead, the 2 weeks' worth of grades they have will be added to the next six-week grading period.
So they have all that time to do extra credit, basically.
Extra credit, figure out how to intercept the grades on the way home. The school district says IBM engineers say the loss of data was due to, quote, an unfortunate and very rare combination of hardware problems and backup configuration settings, end quote.
Uh-huh. Whatever that means. So, a mysterious condition known as long billed syndrome is causing the beaks of birds in the Pacific Northwest and Alaska to grow at an alarming rate, like Pinocchio syndrome, except without the lying, I guess. Birds can go from normal to long beaked in as little as a month. Birds' beaks, they are made of keratin, which is similar to human fingernails and hair. And beaks, as you might imagine, they wear down when, you know, you use them a lot to eat and do little bird things. But something is causing them to grow really fast. One weird little sidebar, birds' toenails are also made of keratin, but they're not affected, apparently. Now, there's no evidence that these deformities are caused by disease or parasites, so it's made researchers rather flummoxed, and they're looking into further possibilities and also into maybe a chemical cause. The problem is apparently largely confined to the Pacific Northwest and Alaska, but there was a case reported in Southern California last month. Researchers documented about 160 cases in British Columbia and in Washington State since 2000. So,
and it's sad because the birds are having trouble eating.
Yeah,
they can't eat. They starve and die
because it gets too long.
Yeah. The Denver Municipal Animal Shelter is a home to cats, dogs, and six marmosets. Yes, you can adopt these little monkeys. Colorado, doesn't really allow monkeys as pets except for helper monkeys. You know, monkeys that help people who have issues, disabled, and need help doing things.
Yeah.
Animal control picked them up when they got a tip that these marmosets were living in the basement of a Denver home. Who narked on the marmosets? Anyway, the owner had acquired the monkeys in Florida, moved to Colorado, didn't realize not allowed there. She'd been cited for having an outlawed animal. When the animals were taken to the shelter, she gave authorities a supply of canned marmoset food so they would take care of them.
Aww.
Now, this is kind of a funny part of the story. The marmosets, they were in the public area in the shelter, but they had to be moved because apparently they were kind of popular. They had too many visitors coming to see them and presenting them with their favorite treats, which are marshmallows, by the way, in case you should run into a marmoset and want to make them happy. The shelter and the woman who is keeping them, they're all trying to work to find a home and a sanctuary in another state.
Okay, I've got a D.B. Cooper update. Now, in case you don't know who this person is, a little background. A man known as D.B. Cooper hijacked a flight from Portland, Oregon in 1971. He said that he had a bomb. And when the plane landed, he released the passengers for $200,000. And four parachutes and was asked to be flown to Mexico. He bailed out of the plane somewhere near the Oregon border, and he hasn't been seen since. Big mystery. About a month ago, though, children in Washington State found a parachute that some thought might have been Cooper's. The FBI investigated. Turns out it's not his. The parachute in question was made in 1945.
I was kind of hoping it was for those kids' sake. What a story to tell.
Yeah, they would have been so excited. It wasn't his. A skydiving operator who provided the chutes used by D.B. Cooper said the ones that he gave the fugitive were nylon, and the one that the kids found was made of silk.
Well, in other D.B. Cooper and kids news, bills that were part of D.B. Cooper's $200,000 haul are being auctioned. They were found by an 8-year-old on a camping trip near Portland
in
1980.
Weird.
Brian Ingram was clearing a spot for his campfire when he found about $5,800 in deteriorating 20s. The FBI matched up the serial numbers. Now, the auction house isn't sure how much the bills will bring, so we'll have to keep our eye on that. That is your ramble. These stories and more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.